Hello and welcome to this edition of Going Behind the Word for this 25th Sunday in Ordinary Time, September 20th, 2020. Hello, it's the Friar and I'm happy to be with you. Today I want to talk a little bit about envy because I think that that's the mechanism that helps us to understand what's going on behind the gospel. So let's take a look at the idea of envy. Envy is when we see something in others that we think we deserve. Or when there's a possession or a quality, or there is a promotion, or there is health, or there is something where we are looking at what somebody else appears to have or is getting and think that we should be getting that. In other words, we don't look at what we have in our own hearts. We don't look at maybe what blessings we've been given. We focus on what we don't have. And so there is a certain restlessness or a certain desire where we are focused on what we don't have rather than what we do have. And this idea of envy is really important, not only in Christianity, but also in Buddhism. It is this envy of not having what we want that is one of the causes that Buddha refers to as behind the statement, life is suffering, or to live is to suffer, because we have these moments where we envy what others have, or the recognition that they get, or whatever. And so there's an important spiritual reality, even that goes beyond this idea of Christianity. In other words, how do we become spiritually fulfilled? And as we relate to this particular parable, the question becomes more basic. How do I become a satisfied disciple of Jesus? How do I recognize this life-giving fulfillment that the Lord Jesus wants me to have? And so much of that is not so much to look at others to see what they're getting, but to focus on what I'm getting because Jesus generously gives it to me. You see, the problem here with envy is not that there's something defective in the landowner who goes out to hire people at the beginning of the day. Nobody gets cheated in this gospel. The people that went out and worked all day got exactly what they were told. What they resent is the generosity of the landowner. What they resent is that the landowner chooses to be generous with his money. And so even though they got treated fairly and they got treated justly, they were given what they wanted, they couldn't help but think they should have gotten more because they were envious of the generosity of the landowner, who gave freely to everybody who worked for him. And so this is really the challenge for us in this spiritual relationship. It is, in fact, to recognize that whether we are lifelong disciples or whether we are last-minute converts, it is, in fact, that what we're receiving is the fullness of the spiritual life in our relationship with Jesus as a disciple. We're not getting cheated. It's not that we can be any more full than we could be when we experience the salvation of Jesus. It's not that by giving everyone else this fullness that we're deprived in some way of fullness. If we see the love of God or the salvation of God or this usual daily wage as something that's finite, in other words, if I give too much of it away, there's less for me, then the reaction of those who worked first is perfectly understandable. But the reality is that God is not stingy. In other words, this isn't a finite, limited gift that God has given us. His salvation is not something that he can run out of, so that if we, if the people at the end rather don't get the same amount or don't get the total amount, if we don't get more, there's going to be less for us. That's not the way it works. In fact, the way it works is that there's an infinite amount of salvation that God bestows upon us. There's this infinite amount of love that God gives to us. And there's a recognition that God has a high and powerful understanding for the difficulties of life, because it causes us to think more clearly then about why is it that some people might not be able to get out first thing in the morning? Maybe there are things that they really wrestle and struggle with that we haven't had to wrestle with. It's been easier for us in some ways, perhaps, to have this relationship with Jesus because there is no defective sense of our relationship with Jesus. Rather, there is this constant invitation of God that opens this life of fulfillment to each one of us, always and everywhere. And so the challenge in today's gospel, I think, is to recognize that we have a very generous God who loves us more than we can possibly imagine. And when we accept that love from Jesus, then in fact, we can see more fully and more completely that when we have this powerful relationship with God, there is in fact nothing else that we need. Those are my thoughts about envy and the gospel for this weekend's reading. This was this edition of Going Behind the Word. I hope that you have a profitable and spirit-filled weekend, and pay attention to God's presence in your life.